It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there not moving very much, which is very unlike her, but that's the way of the world right now, in Switzerland. I'm not even going to ask how you are, but I'm going to say hello, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. Yes, from Switzerland, and how, as the majority of people, pretty much
in place.
Stuck in one place. I wanted today to give a little bit European update because we are definitely in a turning point with a few countries wanting now to ease a little bit the lockdowns and go back to some form of business. But before that, I just wanted to quickly address a little piece of information. I got as a big news just a few minutes ago the fact that the IMF is saying right now the world economy in 2020 to suffer worst year since 1930s Great Depression. So that is the IMF. The WHO, on the other hand, yesterday was warning everybody that they will be a second wave, eventually a third one, and by going back to normalcy too fast, this could be potentially catastrophic. So what I wanted to say with that basically is that while I do understand how this this big association and world corporation work and that their work is important, I do feel that by repeating to all of us literally every single day and night of our lives since a few weeks that it has never been as bad, that things have never been so much of a catastrophe, that go back to anything close to a good life is going to be almost impossible. I don't feel that this helps a lot. And I feel that when we get one bad news one time, we all are clever enough to understand the importance of it and the consequences of it. And that by repeating every single day that we are close to an apocalypse is really not helping. And sometimes I'm really wondering what's the reason for repeating that over and over and over again. So I guess I'm not alone with the fact that many people wish that this would not be as soon as we listen to the radio, as soon as we listen to the TV or watch the TV, as soon as we go online, that maybe other things would be talked about that are not all only negative, because we definitely got the fact that the situation is a very, very difficult one. That being said, in Europe, a few countries are still trying to get up in the morning and are still trying to fight against all odds. One of the country is Austria. Of course, they are worried, but they are still, as of this week, going to try at least to open some small shops, some garden centers, some bookstores, children clothes shops, all of this obviously with respecting social distancing, wearing masks. Most of the time, I think in supermarkets, it's even mandatory. As of the 1st of May, if that didn't bring a strong second wave, they are going to continue with opening a few shopping centers, hairdressers, some bigger shops. But again, all of this not in a normal way, at least what we describe as normal, but with respecting social distancing and with trying not to overdo it and still be reasonable. I believe that what is going to be still not open for a while, obviously, are restaurants and bars and theaters and all the places that, by definition, bring a lot of people together, where it is actually quite difficult then to keep social distancing.
What about outdoor? I'm just curious. I was thinking about certain outdoor gatherings where you can at least in some places have distancing. Has anything been discussed about that? Because
no.
The culture is, you know, quite.
I know. It's suffering a lot, and it's really dramatic. And I think all of those countries are very aware of it. But as President Macron said yesterday, he said that festivals and restaurants will have to wait much longer than other businesses. And it is absolutely devastating, considering that in countries, for example, like Greece, who leaves a lot on tourism, obviously. Two-thirds of the hotels in Greece might not be able to reopen. So this is definitely something that every country is aware of. But I think there is no other way than doing this opening up step by step. In order not to put everybody in danger again. And let's not forget that our hospitals have done quite well until now. I mean, Italy has been struggling because of the amount of cases, but a lot, for example, of northern countries have been doing quite well. And the idea is not to have then a second wave that would overwhelm the system, considering that nurses and doctors are extremely tired, that there is also now a fatigue after so many weeks, and it's really questionable if they would be able to keep this kind of rhythm for much longer. Italy is also going to open a few small shops, like, for example, children clothes and bookstores. But, for example, the main hit region, Lombardia, is not doing it. They are still afraid that it's too early. So even in Italy, it's going to be, as it looks like, region by region.
And the same in Austria and possibly?
Austria is supposed to be for the country.
Okay.
Yeah. But they are not under the same kind of shock. I think one has to really realize that in Lombardia, people are mentally and emotionally completely drained. And for them, now, if it takes a few more days or a couple more weeks to open, but then to make sure that they don't go through the same disaster again, I think they would all do it. There is a certain fear now that is not so easy to evacuate, even if the government says, let's try it. Spain, who also was pretty badly hit, is also opening some small businesses. But again, Spain is also emotionally very hit. The northern countries have done really differently. I mean, let's look at the numbers. If you take Denmark, they have had a bit more than 5,000 cases and 247 deaths. Norway, a bit more than 6,000 cases and they had 113 deaths. Finland, even better, 2,700 cases and 48 deaths. So those are all countries that took measures very early on, really closed everything, lockdowns, absolutely the entire precautions. And they seem to be now in the position to slowly open up. The only northern country that didn't do it, and we talked about this last time, is Sweden. And Sweden is really something special in Europe, where it's very difficult to understand, because on one hand, they are having really a spike in cases, because they left the lockdown like a loose recommendation. So people have gone to restaurants and bars, and maybe there is a little bit less activity, but still quite a lot. Therefore, they have, compared to their neighbors, a lot of cases, and they will have thousands of deaths in the next weeks. And that's where it becomes interesting. The government is completely supported by the people. So in spite of the fact that their numbers are definitely much, much worse than their neighbors, they still continue to think that they have the right approach. So we will have to see exactly how this develop, but it is... it's safe to say that it's the only country in Europe that is taking this kind of approach, and therefore they are also attracting a lot of attention for that.
Thank you very much, Marilla Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.